Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
I'm Greg Jarrett. Stocks continue to decline near session lows as investors assess the president's comments at his news conference yesterday, specifically comments concerning health care and imports. The dollar and biotech shares are slumping. We check the markets every 15 minutes throughout the trading day here on Bloomberg Radio. S&P 500 is down 0.75%, down 17. The Dow is down 0.8%, down 163. NASDAQ is down 0.9%, down 52. The 10-year is up 16/32, the yield 2.31%. West Texas Intermediates up 1.6% at 53.10 per barrel. COMEX Gold is up 0.5% at $1,202.50 per ounce. Let's take a look at the currencies now. The yen is at 113.92, the euro 106.64, the pound 122.13. Trading has started again in Fiat Chrysler automobiles. It had been halted after news that caused FCAU to plunge more than 16%. Fiat Chrysler was accused by the U.S. government of using software that allowed excess diesel emissions in about 104,000 vehicles. Right now, with trading started again, Fiat Chrysler is down 12.4%. That's a Bloomberg Business Flash. I'm Greg Jarrett.
This is Bloomberg Markets with Pim Fox and Lisa Abramowitz on Bloomberg Radio.
Will Apple become the next HBO? Well, looks like they're going to try. I want to bring in John Petrides, Managing Director and Portfolio Manager at Point View Wealth Management, to give some context to the news that we got this morning by the Wall Street Journal that Apple is planning to create new original television content for its music subscribers. So, John, first of all, what's your take on what their plan is to do as far as creating original content?
Well, first of all, thanks for having me on. I guess my first point would be, well, it's about time. When you're a $650 billion company, it's really hard to sell a lot of cool widgets to grow the top line. You have to move into some sort of subscription type of business model in order to grow, because it's just, you know, you just can't, the margins on the hardware business just get compressed, and it's just, it's very difficult to reinvent and sell new items. So the fact that they're finally catching up or going after Amazon, Netflix, Hulu, understanding that through the Apple TV, which is a portal for them, they can create this original content, or with the cash where they have, buy content and set up some sort of subscription model where you and I pay Apple, you know, $10 a month and get all this content.
You know,
so I think it's a great move for a huge company that needs to change their business model.
You know, it's interesting that you talked about, and you highlighted that they might buy content. I mean, the content world right now is incredibly crowded. You've got, you know, you mentioned yourself, Netflix, Hulu, HBO itself. I mean, everyone is sort of focusing on content. Are you expecting some kind of consolidation? And if so, who might Apple look to purchase?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think they're going to go along the route of building out their own original content. They may not acquire companies, but they may acquire very creative, smart people. Look what they did with Beats by bringing on Jimmy Iovine and Dr. Dre to build out on the music platform. So maybe they bring on board really smart people who are very creative to do their original content. You know, Viacom is a company out there that has a tremendous amount of content that's being undervalued. They have Paramount Studios. They own MTV, Nickelodeon, and all the other sorts that the market is thinking traditional TV and the cable model is dead. So, you know, maybe there's someone like that where they can go up and pick up on the cheap. But I think Apple's first route is going to be doing it on their own and maybe hiring and spending a lot of money on really smart people to come out and build it on their own.
But, John, isn't the Walk of Fame littered with those efforts to become a content producer, whether it is in the movie industry, television industry? Is there an example of a company that formerly was not in the business that just flipped a switch and was successful at it?
I mean, Amazon is a perfect example, right? I mean, Amazon built its entire bread and butter off of its e-commerce distribution platform, and then through the Fire Stick has decided to build out its own content. And now, as Prime members, you get access to all that through the Fire Stick, and you get access to all of Amazon's original content within.
But do we know that Amazon actually makes a profit on all that content if you take away that $99 Prime subscriber?
Right. Well, that's a different story.
Well, I mean, the goal supposedly is to actually make money, right?
Yeah,
but
there's ways to do it, though. I mean, if Apple can bundle, right, a content subscription with its music and then add in features of, hey, you know, we'll throw in extra storage on iCloud. I mean, there's a lot of other ways to bundle in content where a user, where maybe Apple's not maximizing each individual user of an iPhone or an iWatch effectively to get more juice from the lemon. So I think, and again, this is not a very capital-intensive type of build-out. Think about the other projects that have been thrown out that Apple may get into, such as cars. And I was never a believer into the car model, but good luck in terms of building out manufacturing facilities, dealing with unions for auto workers. I mean, that was a capital-intensive venture that people were trying to throw out there if Apple would compete with Tesla that I just didn't think made any sense at all.
What's the key audience that you think that they're going to try to target here?
Well, I think clearly the millennials are changing the way they view TV. I mean, my kids are 9.5 and 6.5, and they probably watch more YouTube and Netflix than when they're allowed to watch TV than anything else. They don't even know. They don't have any. They're not tied to the traditional TV model that, say, you and I were all brought up with. So the idea of you can watch what you want when you want, and Apple has the key here is Apple has the iTV platform, right? You have that portal where you could download apps, and it could work seamlessly with all of your other Apple devices and have your pictures on there and your music. So. By doing this, I think it's one of the key ingredients to capturing the entire end user's media habits.
Thanks very much for being with us. John Petrides is a managing director, a portfolio manager, Point of View Wealth Management, based in Summit, New Jersey, speaking about Apple and its potential to get into the content business. All right, let's talk about the potential for the next bit of Bloomberg Radio. I want to bring in Alan Bjurga, Politics, Policy, and Power. Tell us one thing you're going to be talking about, Alan.
Obamacare, first steps toward repeal. What does that mean for pharma?
All right, we're going to be listening. Thank you for listening. I'm Pim Fox, along with my co-host Lisa Abramowitz. This is Bloomberg.